Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We started the chapter on virtues of maintaining good relations with the friends of one's parents and the relatives and one's wives and all those who one is encouraged to be good to. So how to maintain, and the different ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam dealing with this chapter. So yesterday we did a hadith and Ibn Umar radiyallahu anhum and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam qala inna abarral birri ay yasila ar-rajulu wadda abihi. That the best form or the most finest form of maintaining good relationship is a person is good to his father's friends. Those people that were his father's friends, his father was close to them, so this person is good to them. And then we explain that Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu is narrating this hadith. Not only is he narrating this hadith, but also at the same time, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, his own personal actions, how he practically demonstrated this hadith. And Abdullah ibn Dinar and Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Dinar is reporting the incident. He says that Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, anna rajulan min al-a'rabi laqiyahu bi tariqi Makkah, that on the road to Makkah Sharif, one Bedouin came to meet him. So one Bedouin met Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, who's narrating this. Abdullah ibn Dinar, he's telling, explaining this whole incident. فَسَلَّمَ عَلَيْهِ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ بْنِ عُمَرَ. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu made salam to this person. وَحَمَلَهُ عَلَىٰ حِمَارٍ وَكَانَ يَرْكُبُهُ. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu put this person upon his donkey that he used to ride. وَأَعْطَاهُ عِمَامَتَهُ كَانَتْ عَلَىٰ رَأْسِهِ. And Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu took out his own turban. He took out his own turban and he put it on the head of this person. قَالَ ابْنِ دِنَارٍ فَقُلْنَا لَهُ أصلحك الله إنهم الأعراب وهم يردون باليسير. I told Hazrat Abdullah ibn Dinar, saying, I told Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide you, correct you, etc. It's like a dua. Arabs normally when they're talking they make dua, they say Barakallah, Taqabbal Allah. So yeah, he said أصلحك الله, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala correct you, as a form of a dua. And then he said that the Bedouins are such that they are very happy with little. In other words, if you're gifting them something, you give them something small, they get very happy. They're not like us, or not like the people of the city. They get happy with so little. Why did you have to do this? There was a Bedouin here. He came to meet you. You took out your turban. You put your turban on. You made him ride on your donkey. What was the need for this? So, فَقَالَ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ بْنِ عُمَرَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ إِنَّ أَبَا هَذَا كَانَ وُدَّ لِعُمَرِ بْنِ الْخَطَّابِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ. That he mentions that this person was the friend of my father. This person, this Bedouin, was a friend of my father. And وَإِنِّي سَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَقُولُ إِنَّ أَبَرَّ الْبِرِّ سِلَةُ الرَّجُلِ أَهْلَ وُدِّ أَبِيهِ. And the most finest form of maintaining family ties is being good to those people that are close to your father. Being close to the people that are close to one's father. So this man was close to Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. To honor that relationship that he had my father, this is what I did. In another hadith, the words come slightly different. وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ عَنْ إِبْنِ دِينَارٍ أَنْ يَعْمَنَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ أَنَّهُ كَانَ إِذَا خَرَجَ إِلَى مَكَّةَ كَانَ لَهُ حِمَارٌ يَتَرَوَّحُ عَلَيْهِ إِذَا مَلَّ رُكُوبَ الرَّاحِلَةِ. In another riwayat, it comes, the words slightly different, that Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, when he would travel to Makkah Sharif. There was no, in our days and time, we travel by bus, or travel by GMC, or travel by car. But in those days, it was a long journey on animal, on camelback. So Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, he would travel also with a donkey. When he would get tired, the hadith says, when he would get tired of riding on the camel, then he would choose to ride a donkey. So he had a donkey that he would use when he would be tired of riding this camel. وَإِمَامَتُهُ يَشُدُّ بِهَا رَأْسَهُ. And he would travel having a turban on. So from this we also learn that it is a sunnah of the sahaba, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to wear an amama. فَبَيْنَ هُوَ يَوْمًا عَلَىٰ ذَلِكَ الْحِمَارِ إِذْ مَرَّ بِهِ أَعْرَابِيٌ. So one day while he was upon this donkey, a Bedouin came to meet him. فَقَالَ أَنَسْتَ فُلَانَ ابْنَ فُلَانَ قَالَ بَلَىٰ. So he asked the Bedouin, are you not this particular person? Are you not that same person? So this Bedouin replied, indeed I am that person you're talking about. فَأَعْطَاهُ الْحِمَارِ. Imagine he was riding this donkey, he gave this Bedouin this donkey. فَقَالَ أُرْكُبْ هَذَا. He told him, ride this donkey. وَأَعْطَاهُ الْعِمَامَ. And he gave him his turban. وَقَالَ أُسْدُدْ بِهَا رَأْسَكَ. He told him, that you tie this turban on your head. فقال له بعض أصحابه غفر الله لك أعطيت هذا الأعرابي حمار. So some of the companions of Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, they made this dua, غفر الله لك, may Allah Pak forgive you, as a means, as a manner of dua, as a manner of speech. They told him this. So this person who came to meet you, or this particular person, was a Bedouin. كنت تروح عليه, you gave him your animal to ride. وعمامة كنت تشد بها رأسك, and you took out your turban from your head and you gave him. What a strange thing. It was something that was unique, was strange to them. فقال إني سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إن من أبر البر أن يصل الرجل أهل ود أبيه بعد أن يؤتي وإن كان صديقا لعمر رضي الله عنه بعد أن يولي. He mentions that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ مِنْ أَبَرَّ الْبِرِّ, the most finest form of maintaining relationship, family ties, is أَيْ يَصِلَ الرَّجُلُ أَهْلَ وُدِّ أَبِيهِ بَعْدَ أَيْ يُوَلِّيَا, that a person is good to those people that his father had تعلق with, his father had some type of relationship with, some type of friendship, he is good with him. بَعْدَ أَيْ يُوَلِّيَا means after the father has passed away now, he is still continuing with that friendship. So this is the most finest form of maintaining ties. And my father, Sadiqan li Umar radiallahu anhu, my father Umar radiallahu anhu, this person was a friend of my father. So practically, to act upon the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is what they would do. We'll continue tomorrow on other hadith. But something for us to remember, the Sahaba, they didn't just hear a hadith and then keep it in the back of the mind that this was the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Animal en route, he put him on the animal, he took out his turban, he gave him that honor in order to practice on the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So one lesson we learn also is those ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we learn, we should have that burning desire, how I can practice it, how I can bring it into amal, how I can bring this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also into my life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all tawfiq of making amal. There's a program that will be taking place after Maghrib tonight by Suleiman Patel sir from Johannesburg. It is a central zone fikr for the whole of the central zone. So those brothers that are participating should just be a little bit careful that they don't block anyone, and those that want to go out, just be careful that they don't park right inside, so that we don't have to make any announcements, inshallah. Allah give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanak Allahumma, wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.